From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China exercised a double veto Tuesday to block action in the United Nations Security Council aimed at sanctioning the Syrian government for using chemical weapons against its own population. Matthew Rykoff is the British ambassador to the UN.
This is Russia's seventh veto on Syria in 5 years, and it demonstrates yet again that Russia has prioritized protecting the Assad regime over protecting the Syrian people.
The measure, backed by Western nations, would have imposed sanctions on 21 Syrian individuals, organizations, and companies. U.S. President Donald Trump delivers his first speech to a joint session of Congress Tuesday evening. The White House says the speech will focus on solving problems for real people. Much of the speech is expected to be taken up with economic and security issues. While there will be some foreign policy elements in the address, administration officials say they do not expect specific countries to be mentioned. More than 120 retired U.S. military generals and admirals are urging Congress not to cut spending on diplomacy and foreign aid. Some fear that those two government functions may be targeted in President Trump's first budget proposal. Malaysia's attorney general says two women arrested in connection with the killing of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be charged Wednesday with murder. The two suspects, Indonesian Siti Aisyah and Vietnamese Doan Thi Huong, have said they thought they were participating in a television prank show. The charges will carry the death penalty. Kim Jong-nam died February 13th, shortly after the two women smeared what Malaysian authorities say was VX nerve agent on his face at a Kuala Lumpur airport. This is VOA News.